Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Money Control's Bureau has been busy today with a series of exclusives on corporate deals, M&A, people movement, and IPOs. First up, Manipal Payment and Identity Solutions, India's largest maker of payment and identity cards, has filed draft IPO documents to raise 1,200 crore rupees, valuing the company at 12,000 crore rupees, reports Deborshi Chaki. The documents have been filed through the confidential route, and the promoters, led by the Gautampai family, will retain a 51% stake post-listing, with a significant portion of the proceeds going towards servicing debt. The company, which is targeting going public this fiscal, has also taken steps to strengthen its board and governance frameworks. In the telecom sector, Elon Musk's Starlink and Amazon's Project Kuiper have signed their first commercial agreements with operators of very small satellite dish systems in the country as they take steps towards launching satellite broadband services, reports Danish Khan. Starlink holds a GMPCS, or Global Mobile Personal Communication by Satellite license, and is awaiting in-space approval, while Amazon Kuiper is seeking clearance from both authorities. On people movements, Utsav Bejal, partner and India head of private equity at Apollo Global Management, has stepped down after 17 years and is set to join Bain Capital India in a key leadership role, reports Ashwin Mohan. Bejal's exit marks a significant loss for Apollo, given his role in deals such as JSW Cement and Hira FinCorp, as well as Adani's Mumbai Airport. In the pharma sector, Indian vaccine maker Biological E has entered into a licensing agreement with Jiangsu Rekbio Technology Co. to produce and commercialize Rekbio's 9-valent human papillomavirus, HPV9 vaccine, RX603, in India and select global markets, reports Vishwanath Pilla. Under the agreement, Rekbio will transfer technology and supply the drug substance to Biological E, allowing the Indian company to formulate, fill, and package the vaccine. Indian stocks continued to defy global turbulence, driven by trade wars and real conflicts. Ravindra Sonwane reports that the advance decline ratio for all BSE-listed stocks has remained above 1 for the fourth consecutive months, a streak last witnessed in June 2024, when breadth stayed positive for 10 straight months. It is an important measure of India's robust macroeconomic fundamentals and maturing investor mindset. Strong fund inflows from retail investors and a resurgence in foreign portfolio investments have strengthened market sentiment, with the Sensex and Nifty advancing by 15% and 15.9% respectively over the past 4 months. But as Sanjeev Sanyal, member of the PM's Economic Advisory Council, tells Meghna Mittal, accelerating growth beyond 7% will require more than domestic firepower. In an interview with Meghna Mittal, Sanyal stressed that goods exports need to pick up to sustain higher growth. He emphasized the importance of concluding FTAs with countries such as the US, EU, and UK in a timely manner, highlighted the potential for India's professional services companies, and advised retaining the current inflation targeting framework and energy security. Yet, even as India looks outward to boost exports, Indians are feeling the pinch of Donald Trump's crackdown on immigrants. The US has issued fewer family visas to Indians this year, writes Ishan Gera in our data story of the day. IR-5 visas for parents of US citizens declined 11%, while F-3 visas for married sons and daughters of US citizens to immigrate along with their spouses and children fell 41%. In contrast, Bangladesh saw a 49% increase in immigrant visas, with family visa issuances nearly doubling. And finally, do read defense analyst C. Uday Bhaskar's analysis of the sudden churn in China's military. President Xi Jinping's purge of top military officials, including Admiral Miao Hua and Vice Admiral Li Hanjun, has sparked speculation about his leadership and potential power struggles within the Chinese Communist Party. The move may be a strategic attempt by Xi to consolidate his power, given his unprecedented decision to remain in office for life. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.